AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. French officials say terrorism likely did not bring down that jetliner that crashed in the French Alps. But what did is still a mystery. All 150 people on board were killed. This is Lufthansa official Heike Bierlenbach.
For the time being, we say it's an accident. There's nothing more that we can say right now. Everything else would be
speculation.
The German wing's Airbus 320 that crashed yesterday is a subsidiary of Lufthansa. Searchers have found the cockpit voice recorder, but it's badly damaged. Still, investigators will now begin listening to what they can of the cockpit conversations and sounds, hoping to figure out exactly why that plane slammed into a mountain. A new AP investigation finds that the seafood you eat at fine restaurants or buy in the stores may come from slaves. Our Sandy Kozel reports.
A year-long AP investigation finds hundreds of men in a remote Indonesian island and its surrounding waters are forced to fish, with some of the slave catch eventually reaching U.S. dinner plates. This fisheries official in Indonesia says,
thinking of what slavery is happening on those boats, I lost my sleep.
In the U.S., National Fisheries Institute spokesman Gavin Gibbons says a boycott wouldn't solve the problem.
If you don't buy seafood from there, then you're not only not in the conversation anymore about labor, you don't have an ability to fix it.
Thailand's biggest seafood company says after the AP reports, it cut relations with a supplier using forced labor. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Afghanistan's new president speaks to Congress this morning. And there's a new study from the AAA that finds distractions play a far greater role in car crashes involving teenage drivers than anyone knew. Distractions like using a cell phone or talking with other passengers. This is AP Radio News. Millions of immigrants in this country illegally are waiting to see what happens with President Obama's executive action that could shield them from deportation. There's a temporary hold on it now, but a federal appeals court has set a date for a court hearing. Here's our Mike Gracia.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has set Friday, April 17th as the date for a hearing on whether a temporary hold on President Obama's executive action on immigration should be lifted. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen issued the preliminary injunction last month at the request of a coalition of 26 states that filed a lawsuit to overturn the president's immigration plan. The coalition, led by Texas, argues Obama's action was unconstitutional. The action could spare as many as 5 million people who are in the U.S. illegally from deportation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gas prices are holding steady at $2.42 a gallon, same as it was a week ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save.